It's the Comedy at the Carlson Cast, bringing show to you live from the Carlson Studios. It's your host, Vinny Paulino. Ladies and gentlemen, now please put your hands together for the one, the only, the amazing Mr. Vinny Paulino!
Oh, boy. Love to love you, Rochester. Welcome to the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. It's your buddy, Vinny. As always, sitting here with the B to my A, Brian Ball. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Want to remind you all that today's show is brought to you by the good folks at Three Heads Brewing, Rochester's finest brewery. And I believe, there we go, Three Heads Brewing, threeheadsbrewing.com. Make sure you check them out. And we're shaking. Holy crap. That's what happens when you go live. Nothing freaking works.
There was a minor earthquake here.
Hey, Steve Wrigley, what's going on back there?
Someone's nudging the table, and I guess at some point today, your amazing eyeball-filled camera rig must have inched its way a little bit closer to the table, thus causing every nudge of the table to make the camera tower shake.
Who the hell? Go away, Steve. Okay. I got to do a show.
My God. That was way more than we needed.
I mean, Three Heads Brewing. Drink responsibly. Also, Iron Smoke Whiskey. Available in two varieties. Make sure you go out there. If you're coming to a show at the Carlson, order yourself some Three Heads, order yourself some Iron Smoke, but make sure you drink responsibly, Rochester. We have a big show today.
Big show.
It's for the very first time in my life, I am the least famous Vinny P in a room. I'd like to welcome our guest, Vincent Pastore, everybody, and Johnny Goomba.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys.
Vinny, I got a question.
Lay it on
How
me.
How can you spell it V-I-N-N-I-E?
I don't know. My parents did that.
Average guy named Vincent is V-I-N-N-Y.
Right. Well, I'm Vincenzo.
Yeah, well, I was named after my grandmother, Vincenza.
Wow. Yeah, I was named after my great-grandfather, Vincenzo Dominic.
Where was he from? I don't want to, you know, I know Johnny's
Abruzzi.
Name. Abruzzi. Where's Abruzzi, Johnny?
It's in Italy.
I know, it's in Italy. What part of it?
Excellent insight.
I'm really asking you a question.
Top center of the boot up by Germany.
Thank you.
That's why I look like this.
It's northern Italian.
Germany?
Yeah. Like, you know,
I don't want to talk about that today.
That's...
I see a guy with a
better than Barcelona.
Take it off and shove it up his ass.
Jeez,
I don't want to hear those guys up coming up here.
I don't blame you.
You know, there's a statue of Mickey Mouse in Disney World, and they told them to take it down.
Why is that?
That's what they're doing. They tell people to take all these statues down. There's a statue of Goomba Johnny in the Bronx, and they're telling people to take it down.
Well, that I understand. How the hell did it get up there?
Thank you. Why did they make it?
Goomba Johnny, you're no stranger to these parts.
No.
You went to Brockport.
Brockport State.
Right on.
Love it. Golden Eagles.
The Golden Eagles.
Wow.
You're a Manhattan man now, but Vincent Pastore is here. Folks, if you're watching this live, we really appreciate it. I want to remind you that he's doing four more shows here at the Carlson this weekend.
It's a team.
I apologize.
It's like Martin and Lewis here. Right. It's like Rowan and Martin. It's like Cheech and Chong. What do you mean, he?
Wait, hold on.
I'm going to apologize.
Hold on, Vinny.
First of all, you spell your name wrong, and then you're messing up the act.
I like to think that I spell my name in a way with just a little bit of character.
Oh, a little bit of character. Guys. All right, okay.
It's that upstate
I'm
New York charm.
I miss you so much on this show for the next hour.
Be my guest. We're only going to do a half, but you can sit here and talk for the next another half hour if you want. Be my guest.
You guys are making me very nervous. It's like all these Italian guys in the room, and I'm the only non-Italian. The only back
is the
doughy kiwi in the back. That's
Mark
the only back
Italian.
I got.
He tells everybody he's Italian, but he's not really
My last name's Ippolito.
He's American.
He's just freaking out. He's just like, I'm too Italian, Mark.
He just wants to
Mark's
be
coughing up blood at the sidelines right
Vinny,
now.
Vinny, Italian is in, right?
I'm in.
That's it. Italian is in. You know everybody wants to be a gangster.
You know what my problem is? You know, like, you look like an Italian gentleman. You have that dark complexion.
Distinguished
the nice
look.
Hair. Yes. Yeah. Me, on the other hand, when I was born...
You look like a whale.
Correct. A great white whale.
How could you say that?
Because he's not off.
Because it's factually
it's
accurate.
Such a fact. I look like a wise guy. Ryan, you look like a whale.
All right, medium
you
pussy. You settle down over there. Settle down over there. Talk to Johnny, he says. You lost a couple pounds. You're calling me fat. All right.
I lost 13 pounds up in Algonquin.
Yeah? Wow. Congratulations. I found them.
They're not that fat.
Oh, I thought I was a whale.
How much do you weigh?
What?
How much do you weigh?
Me? 300, easy.
Oh, right. you're a little. No, he's a medium size.
I love
man.
He's got a problem.
Yeah. I do have a problem.
You're a medium size.
I like the way Brian puts it. Vinny is aware of his situation. He knows what's going on. He's cool with it.
I just like you say 300. Everybody's like, oh,
let's sell some tickets.
Let's sell some tickets. Hell, four shows to see them, Johnny Goomba and Vincent Pastore tonight. The comedy team.
Out of respect.
Yeah.
He's top billing.
No, I'm not top billing.
Yes, he is. Pat Cooper went through this, you know, with Jerry Vale, you know. Yeah. True story. Pat Cooper used to open for Jerry Vale.
Right.
Pat Cooper goes to Jerry Vale, says, I want top billing. No. So they took Pat Cooper off the bill. It just became the Jerry Vale show.
That's like Pat Cooper's life story. Well, summed up in one, poor guy.
I worked with Pat Cooper a lot. And I'll tell you a funny Pat Cooper story that he told me out of his mouth. He used to open up for Sinatra, and Sinatra loved Pat Cooper.
Everybody loves Pat Cooper. He's great.
I mean, Sinatra thought he was hysterical. So Jilly Rizzo comes into Pat Cooper's room before the show, and he says, hey, Pat, you know that bit you do about your mother? So he goes, yeah. He goes, well, Frank's mother's coming tonight. Frank doesn't want you to do it. So Pat goes to Jilly Rizzo. He goes, really? He goes, you tell Frank that I said, I don't tell him what songs to sing. He doesn't effing tell me what jokes to do. Uh-huh. You understand me? He goes, okay, I'll tell Frank. So he comes back, does his thing, goes out, does the joke. He goes, I never worked with Frank Sinatra again.
He worked with Jerry Vale.
Yeah, he goes, he never hired me again. He never said one word to me. He invited me to his parties. But he never hired me again.
And that's all it takes with Sinatra. Yeah.
Yeah. That was it.
Like, he was a friendly-ish guy.
Who?
Sinatra.
I got a Sinatra story, but it's in reference to theater. Could I discuss theater on this show?
Right.
It's just comedy. Because I also do theater, you know.
Sure.
You can talk about whatever the hell you want. Right,
you do Broadway.
Well, this was an off-Broadway show.
Right.
It's called, it is still called, I mean, you know, we could do it up here. It's called Lamp Post Reunion.
Steve, give me a copy of the script.
Lamp Post, it's on the internet. Look it up.
Steve, we're going to reenact some stuff.
You're fucking lazy.
I'm conducting a show. I have lackeys. You have lackeys, I have lackeys.
They didn't even get a laugh. I'm no lackeys. What is the lackeys? I got to go over to CVS, look for Depends. You want to come with me?
Yeah. I'll drive you.
Listen to me.
Give me a towel, too, for my front seat.
Can I tell you my Sinatra story? Can I get a word in here?
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm
going to take it back. All right. I'm not going to tell you my Sinatra story. I can say nothing for the rest of the morning. I don't want because I'm offending you. I'm only trying to fool around with you.
How am I offended? I was just messing with you.
I mean, you know, you're my new friend.
Best friend.
You could be my son.
I probably am. My mom got around. 35.
When were you born?
1982.
Okay, I came up in 1990. I could be your father. Think about it. But this is all I want to say.
You could very well be.
Yeah, now let's get back to
you. You see the resemblance?
Because I got
right
you
here?
Mad, and I don't want to get you
mad.
Yeah,
you do. You do have the same belly.
Yeah.
We got the same face. So Sinatra, we're doing a play called Lamp Post Reunion, which is done in Hoboken originally, written by Louis LaRusso, went to Broadway, Tony Award in the 70s, so I'm reviving the play. I'm doing Danny Aiello's role.
Wow.
The character of Biggie. The story is based on what if Sinatra ever went back to Hoboken, which he never did.
Right.
So it's a what if. Play opens up, I'm playing Biggie in an old rusty bar, and as an actor, I was using the choice, what if Vinny stayed at the Crazy Horse?
Right.
Because I'm trying to help this guy with his acting career, that's why I just told him that. So anyway, I'm playing this.
That's the fourth curtain.
The original show on Broadway, Gabriel Dell was playing from the Dead End Kids.
Oh, wow.
He was playing the Sinatra role, which they call in the play Fred Santora. And in the play, there are things discussed about Sinatra's mother, which is not supposed to be Sinatra's mother because it's all different characters.
Correct.
But they knew, everybody knew it was Sinatra's mother. Matinees in New York are 2-3 o'clock?
Yeah.
And the night show is 8 o'clock. Gabriel Dell is walking through the alleyway on his break. Guy comes up to him, true story, says, this is from Frank's mother, and stabbed him 2 times.
Wow.
So you want to mess with Frank Sinatra?
Me? No.
He's been dead for a long time, and I still
well,
don't
you still don't talk
him.
Bad about
is
him.
His no, mother still alive? I'm just
you don't know she's gone too, but you know that's a true story.
I got to be honest with you, that did not sound like a story. It sounded like a warning for you.
That's what I thought too. I was a little. That was
no. I mean, you got to be
Brian. Give me the bat. Give me the bat, Brian. I'm just gonna hang on to it over here.
Come up, you're talking about Frank's family. You're dissing Frank's family.
Yeah, you're gonna need more than a bat.
I know. Yeah, and it was. I'm sorry. First of all, I apologize to you. You know, for talking about, because you're very, look, you look like a lovable person.
Yeah. Get to know me.
No, he looks like.
But I apologize for, you know, I'm really, just went out. I had a shot of booze at the
show. He's
very
sensitive.
I know, and I shouldn't have said that.
Nothing's, I'm not sensitive at all.
No, you are.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
No, you are. You are sensitive. Don't deny it.
I apologize.
Get the fuck out of here.
I apologize.
Why are you denying it?
Yeah, if Vincent Pastore tells you you're sensitive, you're fucking sensitive.
No, no, that's
thank
not
you.
A Johnny and said you were sensitive. Up. Don't blame it on
thank
me.
You.
If Johnny Goomba says
yeah,
you're sensitive.
Yeah, Johnny, you know, let me tell you something about Johnny. He tells everybody come up here. He went to college.
I did.
He went to Attica 2 years.
Yeah.
That's his college.
Con college, baby.
That's right.
All right, here's my question for you. You are, and we don't talk politics on the show at all. That's a rule we have here, but I need to ask you a serious question.
Well, if I don't want to answer it, I don't want to answer it.
That's fair enough.
I'll just claim the fifth.
Absolutely. That's your, it, which is your right, sir.
I know.
Which is your right.
I hope they don't take that away. They're taking everything else away.
You are the only
the
guest
what?
On this show that I know of that has been in the room that has seen the hair of our current president. You've seen it.
I used to comb it.
Yeah. What did you have to use to comb?
No, he knows Trump.
You know him too?
He knows Trump. He was waving, so he must know him.
He was on my radio show every Wednesday for like 2-3 years.
Wow.
He combed his hair. Yeah. You know what he did?
So
he combed his bush.
Experts.
Combed his back hair too.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Bush.
I was up in his office. I mean, I
Donald was a good guy.
That's everybody says it. They,
so
great
this
guy.
Could be a shared question, you know.
Okay, so it's
knows,
a shared question to the
Donald,
comedy team of Pastore and Goomba.
Well, first of all, you know, I mean, the way everything is with today with the politics, it's
sure.
It's so difficult to talk about anything.
Right. So let's just stick to that.
I don't know.
Just what I know.
You gotta make a stand, man.
No, what I know. Well,
you do.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I'm not here to make a stand. I'm just gonna tell you what.
Because you're afraid you're gonna lose your fan base.
No, I don't care about that. I'm not. I'm a registered independent.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
so am I.
I'm
with
you. I am not. I have not bought into either side. But I will say this about him from my personal experiences with him. The first thing you notice about him is that when you're in his presence, he's really big.
He's a tall guy.
So are you afraid of
the
guy?
Was he 6'3"?
No, he's 6'3". I'm sorry. I didn't hear what he said.
He said, you afraid of him? He says, what are you afraid of him?
I didn't realize how big he was. He's like 6'3", 265 pounds.
His wife don't even speak English.
His wife speaks 5 languages.
She don't, when I see her and I'm humping her, she don't speak English.
All right, obviously, Vinny has politically,
you heard it here,
breaking
folks,
news.
Politically taking a chance. I've stepped out of the game.
Fake news.
Fake news. Save that one for tonight. That was good. You hit a laughter. Save that one for tonight. Write it down.
You made a Kiwi laugh. Congratulations.
Yeah, when you
they're
get
tough.
A response like
no,
that,
wait,
like,
he said it right. Hashtag fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Okay, so he's a big guy.
That was my first impression.
Right.
He was a very, very big guy. To answer your question,
he's a nice guy.
I did not touch his hair.
I don't think you touched it. But I'm just saying, do you have to look at it? Is your eye drawn to it?
No,
does it talk?
He takes control of the...
No.
He comes in. He takes control. We were doing scenes on The Apprentice early in the morning, like this time. Mm-hmm. What time is it?
I don't know.
But we used to get up early in the morning. We had to go down to near underneath the Brooklyn Bridge, and we'd doing sequences out there.
Yeah.
When he would walk, we're all standing around like in a U, and he'd come down. It's like 95 degrees. He's got this coat on, a suit, and his tie hanging down to his balls. He's always got his tie.
What's up with the tie?
I don't know. I stick my fucking tie in my pants. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I will say this.
Tuck it under your nuts. It's the way to do it.
He's a fancy dresser.
The tie is unusually long.
It's fucking long. What's he hiding, man?
And I'm looking and I'm saying, what does he do? Wipe his ass? What is that tie?
It's
he
fucking
takes a
long.
Shit?
Is
I mean,
he
it looks like
trench?
He can actually take the tie
uh-huh.
and put it between his legs.
Without
this fantastic tape wiping
tie.
Without going to toilet paper.
They're his ties, and he wants to make money when he sells his ties, so he sells them by the yard.
Yeah, he
man.
Sells them by the yard. Yeah.
And fucking, that's you got to pay an arm and a leg for
basic business.
It's two ties in one.
Nice. Maybe it's a tank cleaner.
People
too.
Say, why is this tie $50?
So how
look
did
at
we
the
get
size
off the
of
thing
it.
You're talking about his ties? You threw me off on this one.
What do you mean I threw you off?
Anyway, he would come on early in the morning. Yeah. He would like brighten up. Boom. He's a strong guy.
Yeah.
And I like Donald. I really like Donald.
Yeah.
But do I think he's doing a good job?
Didn't ask you that.
And you wake up this and you put on the news because I'm a news freak.
Right.
I don't like what he's doing. And I tell you something, he ain't going to make it, man. They're going to kick his ass out before 4 years is over. He's you know, in the mob, when you don't want to get rid of a boss,
uh-huh.
and you go to the other five
Not
families,
personally.
Or the other four families, and you say, uh-huh. we got to get rid of this guy, like Paulie Castellano.
Sure.
I'm not saying Donald's going to get whacked. I ain't saying that. Cha-Cha said it on the Sirius. We got thrown off the air. That's why we got thrown off
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, that'll do
oh,
it.
Yeah, Cha-Cha said that.
That'll do
about
it.
Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when Barack got elected, he said he's going to be the next to get assassinated.
And they threw you off.
They
yeah.
said, whoa.
That's
and
enough of that.
And then he called Barbra Streisand. Can I say this?
Yeah, you can say whatever you
he
want.
He called the hook-nosed Jew.
Streisand?
Who said that?
Cha-Cha!
I don't wonder why you got
that's
thrown off
That's when
he
got thrown off the air.
He'll do it.
God rest Cha-Cha. He's gone now.
That's not it. That's,
not good things to say.
I was going to try to book him for next week. He sounds like a character.
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
Cha-Cha died.
Hey, so speaking
he'd
of...
He'd be perfect for the show.
Speaking of the mob real quick, can I just ask you a question? Just in your opinion, you know, you've had to do a lot of research. You know a lot of people. You know a lot of things.
Research?
Well, you know, you played. You
no,
know.
I do research if I'm going to go up and play a pedophile. I don't do research if I'm going to be a bar owner or a gangster.
You and Pete Townsend.
Why? What happened with Pete Townsend?
Pete Townsend back in like 07 or something said he was researching a role, and he put his credit card in for a dirty website.
Oh yes. Yeah, I remember that. I met Pete. I met him at 1212.
We got to talk about that. That's my dude.
He recognized me. Whoa, he's Vinny. He said, "Hey, Vinny."
Pete Townsend.
I was walking down the thing. I was
the nose. The nose pointed at you.
Paul McCartney's dressing room.
Right.
I was walking with Alec Baldwin. It was me and Stevie, our guy.
Little Stevie.
We're walking down, and Pete's standing outside his dressing room next to a beautiful blonde.
Right.
I'm not getting him in trouble. I think it was his wife.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me, and I looked at him. We had that connection, and he said, "Hey, Vinny." And I said, "Love you." And I kept walking.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm cool.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
That's right.
That's slick.
Bruce Springsteen's coming tonight.
To the show tonight?
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Show. Oh, good. If you want to go to the 10 o'clock show.
Yeah, don't tell nobody.
Okay, we won't. Nobody will see
this. Before I ask you my other question real quick, I want to remind everyone there are two shows tonight. And to tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. If you'd like to come to the 10 o'clock show tonight, don't forget a little thing we do around here called Free Friday for Facebook friends.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is message the club's Facebook, Comedy at the Carlson, and use the special passcode this week.
That's the
passcode? Big Pussy Lives. Yeah.
That's the name of the movie we're shooting up
I went here. To see your show last night.
Oh, you were there last night?
Yeah, I was sitting in the back.
How come you didn't come on stage?
Because I was quiet, just sitting in the back nice and quiet.
Did you
watching.
Enjoy it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Vinny's a humble man who doesn't like to hog
I don't
the
spotlight
for himself.
I don't want to bother you. So here's my question.
Vinny's a humble man?
No, I was being
sarcastic. No, that's
not even close.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is this. Say, you know, the mob stuff. What do you think is the quickest and most effective way to get rid of an unwanted co-host?
Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to laugh
Mob
at that.
Mob style?
Right, sure. Just what do you think?
Hold You're on. Talking about this guy?
No. Maybe.
I don't know why
Fifth
you
Amendment.
My answer is I don't know because I'm the... And see, now you're talking to the boss. I'm the cop of the two to the capo.
I'm listening.
Like all right?
I'm asking.
He's my consigliere.
I'm coming to you for...
Right?
I'm coming for permission.
And you're coming for permission to whack out somebody on your show? And I'm going to say, who? Johnny. Come here.
It's not the Kiwi.
And then Johnny's going to say, answer for me, because I'm not going to answer. I don't want to jeopardize myself. Johnny, answer the guy.
What do we do with him?
You know what? I mean...
He's looking at me like I'm a piece of meat.
He's consigliere. He takes his time. My
Good.
God.
I wanted him. I want...
So fucking dumb to put a back gets shoved up your ass.
You
like
see
Vito.
Why? You see why? Now well, you see why.
I should be your co-host.
Let's do
they
it.
They call it the Vinny and Vinny Show.
Vinny Squared.
That'd be very confusing.
Vinny, why?
This would be two Vinnies. I'm just trying to save my life.
This is no. This is
Vinny with the Y, Vinny with an IE. It's perfect.
Talk to Johnny. No, he'll tell you what's happening.
Johnny, can I please clip him? Please.
No, you can't clip him.
First thing you have to do is demote him. All right.
So this way you're not clipping.
It doesn't get any lower than this.
You got no.
What are you?
You can get first. You get him off.
A soldier?
No, you get him off.
He made the coffee this morning.
Even made. Now are you a wannabe? Are you a wannabe?
I'm not sure what my status is. I've not been anointed.
Is he a wannabe?
No, I actually think...
I don't think you're a soldier, because soldiers don't go around telling people they're in the mob. And I was in the bar the other night, and you would tell everybody you're in his crew. Bullshit. We don't accept that.
Whatever he says. Well, first of all, I think he's the perfect co-host.
Come on, let me.
I think he's the perfect co-host.
Yeah?
I'm coming around to Johnny.
No, yeah, he doesn't talk.
Like Ed McMahon.
he doesn't get in the way.
He's drunker than Ed McMahon most of the time.
He doesn't add
that's
to the
fair.
Show.
Right.
And he doesn't subtract to the show.
He's
neutral.
And
that's my, I'm gonna put that on my resume.
No, you're
Brian
no,
neutral
so
ball.
I'm trying to say it a nice way. You're a zero.
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't think he was going to be the hard on to you.
No,
you know what? I'm going to be like Donald Trump.
I choose
you know
to take
it
as
Johnny?
A compliment.
Johnny, guess what? You're fired.
Thank you.
All right.
So can I be? Does that make me consigliere now?
Well, maybe if you show up tonight, because you know what? You're advertising 7:30 and 10.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it. I don't do the 10 o'clock shows.
Oh, that's even better.
No, I got to go home by 10 o'clock. I got to take my diabetes pills.
Sure, sure.
I got to go to sleep. I got to get 7 hours
sure.
of sleep, man.
Sure.
So you could do the 10:30 show, 10 o'clock
You know,
show.
Not
then
to.
Let this guy do the show. You don't do nothing.
I booked tonight, so yeah, Brian, go do
yeah,
some time.
Brian,
yeah, all right. Go
do some
you
time.
A skinny pussy.
Brian, do you do
a skinny pussy? I like that
Brian,
name.
Brian, do you
stand up?
Brian's great,
yeah.
man.
You do stand up?
Yep, yeah.
Why aren't you my opening act tonight?
I don't know.
Well, why don't we have like a
Well, it's because of his act is why he's not your opening
good?
Act.
Come on,
no, he's
last
great.
Night we had the Wheeze go up there. You could go up
I saw that. That was interesting. Wheeze went up and did about approximately 35 seconds in front
that
of you.
That doesn't matter.
It was great.
He was here.
I love Wheezus.
Like
Are
Jesus
you kidding me?
Jesus came back.
Wheezus Christ.
Yes.
That's my boy.
We love Wheeze, right?
Nice person.
How come everybody calls him Brother Wheeze?
I think that was something he started. I think that was his moniker.
Like a religious thing?
Nah, he likes to make fun of the religious stuff. If you've been in his studio, you're in there.
He's black and he calls himself Brother Wheeze?
Might be.
Brother Wheeze.
Might be.
That sounds like somebody like was on a chain gang.
Brother Wheeze. Yeah, it sounds like the sickly one.
Yeah, the kind.
The sickly
the
one at
the
back.
End.
I have a question.
Yeah, you don't have to raise your hand. It's okay.
How much longer before we're released from here?
I like it here.
Now that's a compliment.
I don't know about you, but I like
that
it
is
here.
A compliment.
You got to do after this is go to CBS.
This is like
get
doing
the
time.
Pens, and then we're gonna go eat at the Pinot Grigio.
The Pinot Grigio.
The Pinot Grigio.
It's Pinot
right.
Vino.
What's it called, Mark?
It's
Panivino.
Oh,
by the way, we would like to invite whoever wants to come over to come there. We're not picking up your check. You come in, you get to say, you can wave to me. I'll be sitting down there the railing where the water comes by. What's the name of that river?
The Genesee River.
We're going to be in that Paso Azul. Don't bother me, but if you want to come and wave, you can get
wave from a distance.
Just come and wave.
No,
that's
concept.
It. I'll wave back. Don't bother me while I'm eating.
Well, I got to say... This has been a pleasure.
It's been fun.
It has not. Come on.
This is my new hero, my father. I finally got to
meet
him.
I'll be your father. I told you I was your father.
I know. That's why I said I finally got to meet him.
I saw a movie in 1990 before the water was going down the river.
Right.
And it was called Mingus Alley. And we went and had the garbage plate. I've been here.
I know, man.
I fooled around with your mother.
Who hasn't?
That's not nice.
She watches this. She knows.
Does she?
No, I love you, Mom.
She's cute.
And wow. She looks like me in a wig, so maybe you should just settle down.
You
me
in
a wig, yeah.
How long
like
have you
a buffon,
been
like
how long
a
have you guys been doing this? How long?
This year, our fourth
what
episode.
What is this in the seat?
Who was the
well,
first?
That's a couch cover, and it's supposed to keep the
it
thing in
like,
there.
It looks
wow.
like a cute thing.
You're breaking
girl.
All of
the
secrets.
You're letting
all of our
bleeding.
Secrets go.
This is embarrassing.
It's Brian's.
You guys are prop comics?
Yeah,
we're trying.
Yeah,
we're
well,
trying.
I got the bat.
Come see Vinny Pastore and Johnny Goomba tonight at the Comedy at the Carlson. Four shows. You can catch them tomorrow night, too.
Saturday. We have four shows left.
Yeah. Four shows left.
Four shows. Yeah. We love it up here. We're having a good time.
Can we plug your social media? Where can people find information on you guys and what you're up to?
I don't want nobody knowing I'm up here. What are you
Fair
stupid?
Enough. Hey, listen, I'm with you.
Okay.
Keep our mouths
I'm
shut.
I'm hiding out.
You guys are the greatest. Brian Ball, adequate as usual.
Brian.
Thank you.
Brian.
Brian, you are the Potsy Weber
Johnny's
of podcast.
Johnny's my new best friend.
Brian.
You are so average.
Say this, Brian. Take this.
All right.
Take this and shove it up your ass.
That's the end of our show.
This has been...
The Potsy Weber.
Nobody's going to beat that nigga with Rodney Dick.